in the limelight.
Despite the illegal U.S. sanctions, or more properly, intense economic terrorism, the Iranian people, with their patience, resilience, and spirit of sacrifice, have made the plots of their enemies go awry, to the extent that they are models of emulation for the masses and the independent governments of the region and beyond, which seek the Islamic Republic's positive influence to the chagrin of the U.S. and its surrogates, says Kahan, international staff writer, in an article published under the heading Keys to Iran's National Strength. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. Reports from Vienna say the talks between Iran and the 4+1 group of big powers are on hold because of unspecified external factors, which means the United States, which is not a party to the talks because of its illegal withdrawal from the 2015 Geneva Accord, is not serious in rejoining the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, that requires Washington to remove all the sanctions that were illegally imposed on the Islamic Republic by both the Donald Trump regime and the previous one of Barack Obama. This is proof of the fact that the U.S., the cause of crises all over the world, remains the enemy of Iran and the Iranian people, and will resort to any unprincipled move to what it thinks would undermine the progress of the Islamic Republic. Does this mean Tehran should bow to blackmail in the misconstrued hope that the great Satan would give up its devilry and allow the Iranian people a bit of relief from what it thinks has reduced them to misery? Absolutely not, since such a self-humiliating approach is tantamount to placing the fate of the country in the hands of its chief foe and becoming a satellite state of the U.S., as was pre-revolution Iran during the despotic rule of the British-installed Pahlavi regime. So, what is the solution? Is there any remedy for Iran to safeguard its hard-earned independence and remain master of its own affairs with firm resolve to continue the path charted out by the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon his soul, to whom Iran owes its present power and prestige in the region and the world? Of course, there is thanks to the able leadership of late Imam's worthy successor, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, to whom Iranian people are indebted for their mastering of the intricacies of modern science and technology, including the nuclear fuel cycle, aerospace, missile power, the cyber field, and artificial intelligence. Yes, despite the illegal U.S. sanctions, or more properly, intense economic terrorism, the Iranian people, with their patience, resilience, and spirit of sacrifice, have made the plots of their enemies go awry, to the extent that they are models of emulation for the masses and the independent governments of the region and beyond, which seek the Islamic Republic's positive influence to the chagrin of the U.S. and its surrogates. Thus, what is important for us is not the revival of any flawed accord that binds our hands or reaching a new agreement that curtails our inalienable right to explore new vistas of peaceful nuclear energy. But, as Ayatollah Khamenei recently said, what is of significance to Iran is increasing national strength, on the basis of Islamic concepts to build a flourishing economy, undeterred by external factors, ensuring a strong security and defense to protect the Islamic Republic and its independence, and a strategic engagement in regional affairs to thwart the transgression of outside powers. To some, it is these brilliant guidelines of the leader of the Islamic Revolution for whom the economic welfare of the people is tied to diplomatic strength and bargaining power for ensuring national interest at the regional and global levels, an indomitable defense industry, and an appealing logic that influences other nations and brings a strategic depth to the country, which are keys to Iran's national strength.